When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art!
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going to talk today with Marilee Johnson. She's the campus administrator of Hastings Senior Health and Living, and we are always so thrilled to hear about the good things going on there. How have you been?
Really great. Thank you.
Well, it's great to see you. So I know you've been in Hastings for how many months?
5 months now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay, five months.
Yeah, yay is right. So tell us about the campus, because some people still might not have put in their brains yet the campus change of name, which is Senior Health and Living. So go ahead and fill us in, please.
Yes. So Augustana Care, it was a really large company, and Elam Care was also a really large company that mostly had nursing homes and assisted livings in outstate locations. And Augustana and Elam, both faith-based wonderful companies, came together and created one company named Cassia. And so when I call vendors now, or I call someone, I say, I'm Hastings Senior Health and Living, and they say, who? And I say, the old Augustana Hastings building. They're like, oh yeah. So two really great companies came together, created Cassia, and we are Hastings Senior Health and Living. We are part of the Cassia Healthcare Group.
And how many other facilities are part of that group?
There are some campus locations. There's 12 other campus locations. Mm-hmm. And then there are some standalone skilled nursing facilities and standalone housing sites. So I think there is a total of almost 70 locations.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Wow.
We have two locations also in Colorado and one assisted living in Florida, which I'm just waiting to go to the Florida location.
Preferably during the winter, right?
Yes, about February, I would be ready to go to Florida, yes.
So Marilee, is the Hastings facility unique in that it has apartment living, and then it has the skilled care, and then the nursing care? Can you explain what distinguishes Hastings Senior Health and Living from some of the other sites?
Sure. Well, it is a nice campus. We're situated by the junior high, and it's really a great location.
And it's so pretty.
It's really nice. We have
walking paths. I'm not used to having
so much space. We have a lot of space, okay. And they're really nice walking path. And it's really great for people on the housing side. We do a lot of independent living. So you can come in and get your own apartment and be totally independent. We have underground parking, elevators right to your apartment. We have amenities. If you want to come down and have dinner with others, you can. If you want to eat in your own apartment, you can. And it's really a nice area because you can be very active. We have a walking group in the morning, and it's just really nice. And the park is right there. So if you are still independent, but you want to be around people, you're a lot more social, the housing can be totally independent, and it's a very nice place to be. Card groups, church groups, Bible study, I mean, barbecues, poker. I want to move in there. So it's really nice and active.
And this is what people would know formally as Park Ridge Apartments.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, Park Ridge Apartments. And then if you can live there throughout the rest of your continuum of care, through the end of your life if you want.
So how does it work?
So if you start to need a little more care, right? If you want someone, I want someone to come in and clean my house right now. But if you want someone to come in and pick up and clean for you, that would be a service, just like you would in your own home. So you could say, okay, once a week, I want someone to do my laundry for me. Maybe my basket's a little too heavy. Maybe there's a little bit of a decline and you only want to eat your breakfast, but you want someone to make dinner for you. You can have your meals provided. And then generally what we find in geriatric care is when people start to have a decline, they become much more isolated. And that's not good for anybody. We all know that from the pandemic. Being by yourself is not a good thing. We are meant to be with each other and help each other and support each other and cheer each other on. And so if you need a little more care, something happens or you need a surgery or whatever, you can get that more care on the assisted living services platform that we have at Park Ridge.
And those are kind of add-ons, is that correct?
Yep. And if you're having surgery and it's a temporary add-on, it can be temporary. But if you're wanting something a little more permanent, it can be permanent too. Yep.
So do you have a nurse that helps with that at Park Ridge?
We do. Okay. Yep. We have a registered nurse that is in charge of setting up all the services and coordinating the services contracts to make sure you as the tenant and us as the staff know exactly what you're paying for and what we're supposed to provide, so we're all on the same page. Yep.
So that is a fabulous place to live if you are still fairly independent.
Yes.
And then how do you know that it's time to maybe go over to your other building with Hastings Senior Health and Living?
Well, I think the way that it's used right now is when someone is going to be living in independent living or even just getting a little bit of services. And then let's say you need to have knee surgery or a hip surgery, or unfortunately, sometimes people fall. Let's say you fall and you have to have hip surgery. You can still keep your apartment, but then you can be, after your surgery, you can be admitted to the skilled rehab side, get some rehab, maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and then you can go back home. We do that for a lot of assisted livings in the area. We don't keep everyone that comes in. That's why we have a very, very active rehab unit. And that's been the case for years and years and years now in the marketplace. So if something happens, you need some temporary rehab care, great. You can get it in the skilled nursing side. You can go back to Park Ridge or to any other assisted living in the area or back to your own home with some services. We do that a lot as well. But if there's something that's happening, maybe frequent falls or your nutritional status or maybe a little forgetful, you might come into rehab, be assessed by our rehab team and the great nursing team that I have there, and there might be something that's going on. Maybe you're pre-diabetic, maybe all kinds of things, and then we might figure that out and you might get good enough to go home. Or your family might say, you know, and you as a person, I know this might seem strange to listen to, but I've had many people who have been living in the community by themselves in their own home, socially isolated. They will come into rehab, make all kinds of friends, and choose to stay because they were so bored and lonely at home. But when they come to the community that is up every day playing board games or watching shows together and out and about, they want to stay. And that's an amazing transformation. And it's really great to be able to have that service for the elderly that live in our community.
Oh, it really, really is. Well, what a great place, Hastings Senior Health and Living. So how are things going? We, of course, are still talking during the kind of the post-COVID time. I mean, COVID is still around, but things certainly aren't as dire as they were last winter, maybe like December. But what does it look like right now at Hastings Senior Health and Living?
Sure. Well, we're very blessed. Our assisted living is COVID-free. We did have one person that had an exposure, and that exposure did not spread and it stopped right away, and we are COVID-free on the assisted living side. And I'm so blessed to be able to say that we are COVID-free on the skilled nursing side as well. Our visitors and our family members do an excellent job. We still have to do the screening process, which everyone knows. You come in, you take your temperature. People are taking their temperature like crazy. For over a year, we've been taking our temperature every day. It seems kind of silly to say, but we still take our temperature. We still ask the same questions for over a year. Do you feel sick? Do you have a scratchy throat? Have you been coughing? All of it. So we still have our hand sanitizers out. And thank you to all of the visitors and all of the family members for complying every single time they come. Everyone's been great. But we're very lucky because we have been COVID-free. We remain COVID-free even from the Delta variant that came out. And so we just continue to do a really good job with our infection control practices and our compliance with wearing masks, washing our hands, using hand sanitizer, keeping our 6-foot distance, all of the precautions that we've been following for a long time.
Do you still do random or ongoing COVID testing?
Yes, we do. The Dakota County is at the high level. So what that means for us is that all unvaccinated staff have to be tested twice a week. So we do testing every Monday and we do testing every Wednesday. So when we send that off to the lab and we get those results back. Yep.
So what else do you want to tell our listeners, please?
Well, I just encourage people, volunteers are allowed back in. So
that's great.
It is great.
And what are some of the duties that volunteers do?
Well, they help with bingo. They help singing, which is wonderful. All of the residents, I think humans as a being all love music. I've never met anyone that doesn't love music. And so being able to hear live music again and having people come in and play instruments has been very, very uplifting. It was too quiet when we were on lockdown. So now that we are allowed to have visitors again and allowed to have volunteers come in, if you are a person that wants to sing or play an instrument, give us a call because we'd love to have the residents hear live music. Playing games and then walks outside are amazing to see the colors. Anything like that we could use volunteers for.
And how would you go about getting screened for something like that?
Well, of course, there are regulations that surround anything we do in skilled nursing and the housing. You can give us a call at 651-437-6176, and you can ask for our therapeutic activities department leader. Her name is Jenna, and she will tell you all about how to become a volunteer, the precautions surrounding becoming a volunteer. Everyone has to do a background check, because when you work with vulnerable adults, you need to have a background check. It's painless, and we can just get you going.
And what would the commitment for something like that be?
Oh, it's open. Sometimes we have volunteers that only come once a month. Sometimes we have volunteers that come once a week. It just depends on what you want to do. And if you have a favorite holiday, let's say Halloween's your favorite holiday, and you love to decorate or play spooky bingo or whatever, you can just come once a year and play spooky bingo. Whatever you want to do as a volunteer is great for our residents.
And how are the residents? Have they survived the isolation? And it had to have been a really tough year for them.
It was really tough for the residents, but you know what? They're amazing, amazing people. And one of the blessings that has come out of this is technology, right? The technology that we have adopted to be able to use the internet. And I don't know if anyone has seen the community education tours that they take virtually to go to like Rome and all of these amazing places, and it's all virtual. So we do that for our residents too. We have big screen set up and we take virtual tours of the Vatican, and we take virtual tours of, you know, all over the world, Greece and wherever it is. So yes, it's all virtual, but it still provides a lot of opportunity for imagination and getting out. It's been wonderful having the nice weather to get the residents outside, the fresh air, our patio, even though it's fall, is looking a little bleak, but just having events out on the patio again. And I think the thing that might have saved some of the residents is the Game Show Network. They love the Game Show Network. I love it. When I walk by, I'm like, is the $25,000 pyramid on? Because that's my favorite.
Merrily, I know that all companies, it seems like, are struggling to find workers. Are you as well?
We are struggling to find workers. But that being said, we have amazing people that work at Hastings Senior Health and Living, very committed. Everyone is doing such a great job, but we do need more caregivers. That's the number one position, whether it's a nursing assistant, LPN, RN, CNA, home health aide. We need people who are committed to caring for the elderly. And it's a hard job. Not many people want a really hard job, but there are some really, really great people that work at Hastings.
And I know that in the past you've had something called On Track. Do you still have that?
We do. We have the On Track program. And what that is if you are a person and you want to get into the senior healthcare field, most start with what we would call a home health aide or a helper. And then you can get into the On Track program and you can be trained for absolutely free. There's no cost for the program, and you can be trained as a certified nursing assistant, and that is a licensed by the state of Minnesota position, and so you can get a license, and you can work as a nursing assistant in as little as 3 months. I know, it's crazy. There's an online portion, so you can work from the comfort of your own home on the online portion, and then there are clinicals where you have to come in and show what you've learned. We have our little dummies and our set up rooms, and there's some testing, and the state provides an examiner to come out and do the on-site testing for you, and then you get a license and you can start your career as a certified nursing assistant for absolutely no charge.
That's pretty awesome. Merrily, tell us how people can get a hold of you again.
Yep, you can call 651-437-6176, or you can look at the Hastings Senior Health and Living website under jobs, and we have it posted right there. If you are interested in working with seniors in any way, we appreciate all the gifts and talents that people have to offer.
Well, we appreciate your gifts and talents. Thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Great to see you. Merrily Johnson, she's the campus administrator for Hastings Senior Health and Living, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh, Lord.